أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Dear brothers and sisters in Iman, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The explosion at the warehouse in Beirut this week has drawn the attention of people around the world about the tragedy in which more than 100 people have died, thousands are injured, and about 300,000 people have been made temporarily homeless. The initial reports reveal the mismanagement of the officials in that country. The warehouse had 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrite, which has been sitting there for 6 years in an unsafe environment. Customs officials sent letters to the judiciary seeking guidance at least 6 times from year 2014 to 2017, but they were ignored. We pray for the peace for those who lost their lives in this tragedy, and pray for the recovery of those who are injured and suffering. Vast majority of the problems in the third world, especially in the Muslim countries, comes from mismanagement and corruption. And this will be the result unless Muslims open their eyes and start their internal reform to seek good leaders. I wouldn't be wrong in saying that in a broad scheme of things, the chaos and tragedies faced by Muslims is a result of ignoring a very important message of the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wa sallam about the leadership that he gave in Ghadir Khum. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the day of Ghadir, and we pray that it comes to you with his blessings. This is the Eid of perfection of the Deen of Islam, the completion of the divine blessing of guidance. And with the wilayat of Ali, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became pleased with Islam as a religion for us. The event of Ghadir was an important event in the Prophet's life. No learned scholar of Islam would deny it. Even non-Muslim scholars writing in the Encyclopedia of Islam clearly state that there is no doubt that the Prophet stopped at Ghadir Khum and uttered those famous words regarding Ali ibn Abi Talib. However, the Sunni scholars who accept that the event of Ghadir happened tried their best to interpret the words of the Prophet in a different way. By the words of the Prophet, I'm referring to what he said to introduce Ali ibn Abi Talib to the Ummah in Ghadir Khum, when he said, "Man kuntu mawlahu fahadha aliyun mawla." Whosoever's mawla I am, this Ali is also his mawla. We the Shias believe that the word Mawla here means a master, leader, or a guide, whereas the Sunni scholars say it means a friend. Whenever a word could have potentially different meanings, then the best way to know the intent of the speaker is to look at the context of the speech, the time, location, occasion, and what the Prophet said before and after this statement. There are many points of context for the Prophet's statement which clearly show that he used the word Mawla in the meaning of master or leader or guide, and not simply a friend. One such context would be to see how the immediate audience of the Prophet understood his words. Today I would like to share with you the understanding of a companion of the Prophet known as Hassan bin Thabit. Hassan was not just an ordinary companion, he was a well-known poet. And so he was an expert in Arabic language. Hassan had the habit of recording important events of the Prophet's life in poetry form. And so after the Prophet's sermon in Ghadir Khum, Hassan asked the Prophet, "Ithn li ya Rasulullah an aqulu fi Ali abiyatan tasma'unna," that, "O Rasulullah, O the Messenger of Allah, allow me to say some lines of poetry about Ali so that you may hear that." And the Prophet said, "Qul ala barakatillah," O Hassan, say, with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the lines of poetry that Hassan bin Thabit composed at that time in Ghadir are the following. He says, يناديهم يوم الغدير نبيهم بخم فاسمع بالرسول مناديا. On the day of Ghadir, their prophet was calling at Khum, and I heard the prophet summoning. يقول فمن مولاكم ووليكم فقالوا ولم يبدا هناك التعاميا. Who is your master and guide? Was his question. They responded to him without any hesitation. إلهك مولانا وأنت ولينا ولم ترى منا في الولاية عاصيا. Your Lord is our master and you are our leader. You wouldn't find us challenging your authority. فقال له قم يا علي فإنني رضيتك من بعد إماما وهاديا. So he said, stand up, O Ali, for I prefer you to be after me their guide and leader. فَمَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَاهُ فَهَذَا وَلِيُّهُ فَكُونُ لَهُ عَنْسَارَ صِدْقٍ مَوَالِيَا. Whomsoever's master I am, this is his master, so be true followers of your new master. هُنَاكَ دَعَا اللَّهُمَّ وَالِ وَلِيُّهُ وَكُنْ لِلَّذِي عَادَ عَلِيًّا مُعَادِيَا. And he prayed, O Allah, love one who loves Ali, and be an enemy of one who is enemy of Ali. When Hassan bin Thabit ended his poetry, the Prophet looked at him and he said, لا تظال يا حسان مؤيدا بروح القدس ما نصرتنا بلثانك. That, O Hassan, you will always be supported by the angel as long as you support us with your tongue. A learned Arab, a poet in his own right, portrays the Prophet's sermon in poetic form and clearly says that so he said, stand up, O Ali, for I prefer you to be after me their guide and leader. Hassan has understood the word Mawla as Imam and Hadi, guide and leader. After the Prophet's sermon in Ghadir Khum, according to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and the famous narrator of Hadith Ibn Abi Shayba and other sources of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they say that Umar ibn Khattab congratulated Ali by saying, Hani'an laka yabna Abi Talib, asbahta wa amsayta mawla kulli mu'minin wa mu'mina. Congratulations to you, O son of Abu Talib. This morning you have become mawla of every believing man and woman. If the word Mawla means a friend, then was Ali before that day an enemy of all believing men and women? Ponder on these various contexts and be thankful to Allah for the wilayat of Ali. Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'alana min al-mutamassikin bi wilayati Ali bin Abi Talib. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for including us among those who all hold on to the wilayat, law and leadership of Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.